Tri-Cities content creators had the chance to share talents in a Port Coquitlam multimedia facility for free last week for International Coworking Week. And it appears Yogi wanted to take advantage of the Fountainhead Network Studios offer, too. Security footage sent to the Tri-City News showed what appeared to be a young adult black bear roaming around the members' only entrance at the Westwood Street business. It seen wandering up to TFN's door, potentially realizing the door is locked and walks back towards the forested and residential area east of the building. At Tri-City News, wanna work with Yogi? Studio microphone bear hashtag Tri-City News hashtag Port Coquitlam hashtag bear hashtag bears of TikTok hashtag bear sighting hashtag coworking space hashtag TFN musical note. Let me be your teddy bear, Elvis Presley. Co-founder Mike Arbuyt claimed it was funny to see the animal try to become a member of TFN. But said it wasn't surprising considering the demand for the studio's use during its free biannual co-working week, which took place from August 8 to 11. Probably about 50 entrepreneurs and content creators, in total, Arbuyt added. Our busiest day was Friday for sure out of all the days. It's such a different type of industry, it's different all the time. During co-working week, interested users had exclusive access to TFN's lounge, its wired hot desks at 55 inches apart, high-speed internet, media studios, workshop classrooms and boardrooms. At least, everyone except the bear. Recent bear sightings. This the latest of a number of recent bear sightings across the Tri-Cities, primarily Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam. As of Tuesday, August 15, the city of Coquitlam has enforced a food ban for three parks on Burke Mountain resulting from an increase in bear activity in the neighborhood. This includes Hockaday and Gillette Parks, as well as Carly Crescent near the Coquitlam River where it was reported some bears tried to access garbage, coolers and picnics. Earlier this month, an 8-year-old girl saved her 1-year-old brother from a potential bear encounter in Coquitlam's Ranch Park area as it crept near the driveway while the two were outside. Juliet Byron saw the animal, calmly walked towards Jax, picked him up and briskly went back into the house. At Tri-City News Bears, Bears, Bears. Bear warning hashtag Tri-City News hashtag Coquitlam hashtag Port Coquitlam hashtag bears of TikTok hashtag bear sighting musical note news report Sirius VTR 1,406,117 howling indicator 4 bears, meanwhile, were caught on video wrestling in the backyard of a Harbor Chines residence, and another was found eating berries off the bushes near the gravel field at Maple Creek Middle School. Bears have a strong sense of smell, meaning it only takes a small amount of food to attract them to your picnic or property, said Coquitlam Environment Manager Caress Selk in an earlier statement. Unsecured garbage continues to be the most common bear attractant in Coquitlam. This is a problem because bears that become used to eating garbage can become unpredictable, and increase the risk to public safety. Bear safety tips. WildSafe BC lists the following tips to avoid bear encounters. Keep your garbage in or secured somewhere not accessible to wildlife until the day of collection. Keep carts and bins odor-free by freezing smelly garbage and food waste until collection day and regularly cleaning them. Manage your fruit trees. Don't let windfalls accumulate, and pick fruit as it ripens. If you don't want the fruit, consider accessing a fruit gleaning group in your community. Washing the blossoms off in the spring so the fruit doesn't set. Replacing the tree with a non-fruit-bearing variety. Don't put out bird feeders when bears are active. A kilo of birdseed has approximately 8,000 calories and is a great reward for a hungry bear. Keep your compost working properly with lots of brown materials and a regular schedule of turning. If you have livestock or backyard chickens, use a properly installed and maintained electric fence to keep bears and livestock apart. The public is being reminded to also check your surroundings when out in the backcountry, as bears are known to hang out in trees.